look, it's the March Madness is coming to an end, but you got the Final Four this weekend, and it's very exciting. I think we got a couple of really good games on tap, and a WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney here to break it all down. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning, Chris, Sean. How you doing? Good morning once again, my friends. Well, all eyes will be on NRG Stadium in Houston tomorrow night, as that fine city will play host to an edition of the Final Four that already stands out as historically notable before we've even tipped anything off. Fellas, this is the first time since seeding began in 1979 that no teams from the number one, number two, number three seed lines have made it to the Final Four, and just the fourth time that there won't be any number one seeds in the Final Four. This year features three teams also making their Final Four debut. That would be FAU, San Diego State, and Miami, making this the first year with three first-timers since 1970. It all gets underway with number five seed San Diego State getting together with number nine seed FAU, the Owls. That's going off at 6:09. That will be followed by number four seed UConn and number five seed Miami. That's going to be going off around 8:49-ish. Quick overview here. Let's start with the Aztecs of San Diego State. Their calling card is simple. No one in the Final Four is better defensively. Since the start of the Mountain West tournament, San Diego State has held opponents to just 56.6 points per game, with only two of their seven opponents breaking 60 points and none getting to 65. How about this? 17%. That's a key number. That is their three-point defense, which ranks number two in the nation this season. Now, as far as the Owls of Florida Atlantic, they have the longest betting odds to win the national championship, and it's trying to become the first team ever to even advance to the national championship game after making the Final Four as the number nine seed or worse. Now, keep in mind, guys, they didn't have a men's basketball program until 1988. That was at the Division II level before making the jump to D1 in 1993. Florida Atlantic has played 38 basketball games this season. They've won 35. The Owls may be from Conference USA, but they've got a 2-1 record against the SEC and just took down the third-place team from the Big 12. Now, let's go to the nightcap quickly, the Miami Hurricanes. Well, they are paced by the likes of Isaiah Wong, Nigel Pack, and Jordan Miller. And they've got a fine head coach in Jim Larrañaga, making his second Final Four appearance in 17 years after guiding George Mason to this stage as in one of the all-time Cinderella runs. They also have Jordan Miller. Any of Miami's starting five has the ability to be the best player in any given game, but you focus on the player who displayed near perfection in his performance against Texas in the Elite Eight, the senior who started his career, George Mason, interestingly enough, had 27 points, 7 for 7 from the floor, 13 for 13 from the charity stripe, so he will pace this Miami team. The UConn Huskies, well, it's plain and it's simple. They are a bit overwhelming, are they not? Just go to the final score they had against number three Gonzaga, 82-54. Dan Hurley making his first Final Four appearance as a head coach in his fifth NCAA tournament appearance. So there you have it. I'll let you know, fellas. I know we're running short on time. UConn remains a 5.5-point favorite over Miami. Meanwhile, in the one that tips it off, San Diego State, the Aztecs, are favored by 3 there.
You know, Steve, it's so interesting. I've heard a lot of banter about, well, there are no blue bloods. I think, number one, that's disrespectful to UConn, who's won 4 championships in the last 24 years. But number two, and most importantly, isn't that making it more intriguing? I love these matchups. I'm looking more forward to this one than any other one that I can remember in memory, at least not mentioning Michigan State, of course.
Well, you know what? It's interesting, Sean, because you mentioned a sport. We'll take the NFL, for example. You know, anytime you throw the word parody around, people are a little bit skeptical. So when you don't have power teams and all of a sudden there's a little bit of a shift, people are saying, well, what the hell's going on? As I've said before, and in our conversations with Tom Izzo throughout this season, he has mentioned parody quite a bit. The reason for that? Transfer portal, NIL. Now, is this just a temporary glitch, or is this going to be the state of college hoops moving forward? That question will be answered as time goes on. You're right. As far as the Final Four, as we see it getting underway tomorrow night, UConn has won four championships, the latest coming in 2014. Everybody else going through this for the very first time. I kind of enjoyed that a little bit because you got to have a Cinderella story. With Florida Atlantic, I think, pacing that. The Owls, as I just mentioned, they come from very humble beginnings. But guess what? As we've seen throughout this tournament, they're not as scared. And the same thing holds true for San Diego State. If you're in the Final Four, you truly have to believe that you belong. And that's the case.
I think that's exactly right. I'm looking forward to it. I know you're going to be dialed in. Steve, have a nice weekend.
All right, Chris, Sean, you guys have a wonderful weekend as well. Make plays.
That's right.
And get in there.
That's right.